You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Local NAACP leaders are speaking out this morning about the racist incident endured by the University of Utah women's basketball team in Idaho.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, NAACP Salt Lake Branch President Janetta Williams says she was disappointed to hear what happened to the team while they were staying in Quarter Lane days before they played Gonzaga in Spokane, Washington, about 35 minutes away. School administrators tell KSL what happened was on Thursday night after the team got to Quarter Lane where they were staying. They went out to dinner to celebrate the season. They say as they were walking into the restaurant, a vehicle pulled up to them, shouted the N-word at them, and drove off. And that another vehicle pulled up to them hours later on their way out, yelling the same racial slur at the group. Williams says she has spoken with local police who confirmed they're conducting a thorough investigation. She continued in a statement saying that these incidents should not be taken lightly. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Coeur d'Alene officials are also speaking out in support of the Lady Utes. Mayor Jim Hammond says the incident does not represent the city.
To the young women who endured racial slurs while visiting, I offer my most sincere apology.
In a statement, Utah Athletic Director Mark Harlan thanked the city for condemning what happened.
Olympians headed to the Paris Games this summer could be sweating in their apartments as much as on the field. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live. Peter?
Amanda, the mayor of Paris has a message for Olympians about climate change. It's time to go without air conditioning.
The irreversibility of climate change, and that everyone must become aware of this, including athletes.
Olympic athletes will by and large be staying in villages that give up air conditioning, but are designed with a special cooling system that brings water up from the ground and channels it through the apartments. Not every delegation is on board with this, but the mayor tells Australia, Brazil, and others that she urges them to trust science.
We must trust scientists when they help us to construct buildings in a sober way that allows us to do without air conditioning.
Permet de se passer de la climatisation.
Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. Coast Guard called off the search for survivors at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. And the investigation now focuses on why the cargo ship that hit the bridge lost power. ABC's Perry Russum has the latest from the scene.
Eight construction workers repairing potholes were still on the bridge. Two were later pulled from the water. The six others are now presumed dead. Jesus Campos recently worked on the bridge. He describes the workers as family men, married with children. The Port of Baltimore is now closed, possibly for months. 30,000 cars cross the bridge every day. Perry Russum, ABC News, Baltimore.
The government of Guatemala is also keeping a close eye on the investigation, saying that two of the six presumed dead construction workers who went into the water when the bridge collapsed were from Guatemala.
The economic impact from the bridge collapse could impact all of us.
The Port of Baltimore is the 11th largest port in the United States, but it's critical to our imports and our exports, and here's why. It is the largest importer and exports of all automobiles and light trucks, as well as the containers. You've got Home Depot, IKEA, Bob's Furniture. All of these retailers are bringing their product in into this port. I've spoken with ocean carriers like Maersk. They're already diverting the vessels to the ports of New York, New Jersey, Virginia, as well as Savannah. You have about five vessels that are currently stuck in the port where, you know, nowhere to go.
CNBC's Lorianne LaRocco says Royal Caribbean and Carnival Cruise Lines are also now rerouting ships.
Delta Airlines is responding after one of their flights to Amsterdam had to return back to Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Delta Airlines says sorry for the inconvenience after Flight 56 from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam returned back to Salt Lake City because a panel behind one of the two engines fell off the Airbus A330neo jetliner during takeoff on Sunday. It got only as far as the Montana-North Dakota boundary before it had to turn back. A pylon panel behind the engine on the left wing detached on takeoff, according to the FAA. This is at least the third time in 3 months that a panel has come off a U.S. jetliner. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Is that the flight you take?
Yes, Flight 56 is the one that I take almost on a monthly basis direct to Amsterdam. So that one got my attention this morning.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.